You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a suspicious death discovered in Kenosha early yesterday. In the afternoon, police were searching for a person of interest. By nighttime, an arrest. 41-year-old Justin Tursik was considered armed and dangerous during that search. There's still not a lot known about that death at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. A lockdown was called yesterday at Wisconsin Lutheran in Racine. It was after a man, possibly intoxicated, approached students with what appeared to be a gun during recess. The suspect was later found and arrested with a gun in his possession after a search. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each Ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. American Family Field is introducing several upgrades for the 2025 season. It includes a food truck park and a facial recognition system at the gates. Seating will be slightly reduced on the terrace level due to the Brewers expanding their office space. An Amber Alert remains active for a 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin is believed to be with the father of her unborn child, a 40-year-old man. They are thought to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now ranked 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner, both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a seven-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place in week three with just under $6 million, and it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in fifth place in its second week of release with $5.8 million at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dog Man. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 24 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle. 31 the high by Thursday. Partly cloudy, breezy, high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.